Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very profound, a very interesting, a very challenging, yet a very serious and ominous discussion today in relationship to the coming One World Church and the coming One World Order. We're talking about the chronology of what happens next on the prophetic eschatological calendar of God. And that is the rapture of the church, and immediately following the rapture of the church, the man of sin, the Antichrist, the one that the Bible calls the son of perdition, will step on the scene. He will rule the world with an iron fist, and there will be the false prophet that will be holding his hands up and causing the world to follow after the Antichrist because of the signs, miracles, and wonders that will be done by demonic powers. But ladies and gentlemen, there will still be church on the face of the earth after the church is raptured out. But the true church will have already been raptured out. But ladies and gentlemen, the fact is that the amalgamation of that false, phony, apostate church called the Great Whore of Revelation chapter 17 be made up of Methodists and Baptists and Presbyterians and Episcopalians and Catholics and every other denomination, including every false religion, Buddhism, Shintoism, etc., etc., all of them will be amalgamated and included in that false church, that religious order of the days of the tribulation. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a push today for a one-world global order. In fact, it was George H.W. Bush that when he was inaugurated used the word of one-world order 8 times in his inaugural speech. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been on the top burner for multitudes around the globe, for those in the religious world, those in the political world, and those in societal movers and pushers, as I call it, looking for a one-world order. There's a major push by George Soros today, with his deep pockets, to take the borders down around the globe and have a one world order. There's a push today by multitudes that's in the House and the Senate, whether it be a Democrat or what I call the Marxist socialist or the Republicans. There are multitudes today, ladies and gentlemen, looking for a global one world order. But I want us to think about that coming one world church. Ladies and gentlemen, you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you straight to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment. Perhaps you have insight or thoughts. Perhaps you have questions in relationship to who this one will be that will be the false prophet, who this one will be that's now setting the stage for the coming global one world church. We're going to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that today we're seeing the coming together of the false church that will ultimately be found in the world after the church, the true church, is taken out. There's a push today for a one world order. The last piece that is needed to establish a global order is a one world religion. Hear me. The last piece of the puzzle that needs to come together for a one world order is a one world religion. Multitudes of religious leaders today appear to be embracing the same false doctrines, the same conclusions in their so-called ministry, pastor preaching and teaching. The religious leaders today are embracing the LGBTQ. The religious leaders today of all denominations are embracing sin and lifestyles that's contrary to the Word of God. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we wonder why? Because I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the one religious leader that has about 1.5 billion followers is Pope Francis. Pause and ponder a moment what I just said. I'm looking at an article here that says that Pope Francis endorses an essay trashing U.S. conservative Christians. He's trashing those that are what we would call conservative Christians. And it's a lengthy article, but it was the article is dated September the 27th of 2019, relatively new. It goes back to a couple of years ago with what he had done in endorsing an essay and criticizing the relationship between evangelicals and Christians in the United States. He says it's the evangelical conservative Christians literally preaching and teaching hate, and therefore he is trashing us. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that I need to share a bit of. LGBTQ Jesuit priest says the Bible may be wrong about homosexuality. LGBTQ promoter Father James Martin has questioned whether the biblical condemnation of homosexuality and homosexual behavior may be mistaken, referencing the example of slavery. Where the Bible mentions same-sex sexual behavior at all, it clearly condemns it. I freely grant that, he said. The issue is precisely whether the Bible judgment is correct. Here we have a Jesuit priest, ladies and gentlemen, that's questioning the authenticity and the audacity of God and what God says in God's word about the Sodomite lifestyle known today as the LGBTQ. But ladies and gentlemen, the Pope, Pope Francis, and we're going to talk about what he's done and what he said for the balance of this broadcast. Because ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully what I am saying and what I am not saying. I'm not saying that Pope Francis is the false prophet. Could or could not be. I am saying, however, that Pope Francis is setting the stage and meets the criteria of Revelation 13 and Revelation 17 of setting the stage, putting the plates on the table and the silverware on beside the plates, and even putting the fruit dish beside the plate for the full meal to be served, if you please, after the rapture of the church. We're watching the place setting going into place. Here's an article that says Laodicean Christian leaders selling out to the Pope, to Pope Francis. Not only did the Pope Francis hold ecumenical services in the Vatican where he prayed to the moon god of Islam, Allah, he also held high-level meetings with the megachurch pastor Joel Osteen and U.S. Senator Mike Lee, who was there to represent the Mormon Church. The actors have taken the stage, with more still arriving in the unfolding of what will one day soon be the wildest Bible prophecy ever foretold. Ladies and gentlemen, Pope Francis, I believe, is the key religious leader that's pushing the world, pushing the one world order, pushing the one world religion. He's moving across the globe with ferocity and with force to bring about, through his focus, of false religious leaders bringing together in that one world global apostate church mentioned in Revelation chapter 17. Ladies and gentlemen, in Revelation 17, verse 1, there's that provocating request. Come hither, and I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. And then the unfurling of that, ladies and gentlemen, talks about that great whore church and the popularity and the perversion and the power and the position of that great whore church and what is available in that day. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, there will be worship after the rapture of the church, after the true church is raptured out. Worship will still take place, but it's not worshiping the God of the Bible. It is simply the apostate, great whore church that will be worshiping false gods, false idols, and have nothing to do with what we call biblical Christianity. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says Roman Pope and top Muslims sign a one world religious agreement. You heard me. Roman Pope and top Muslims sign one world religious agreement. The Roman Catholic Pope, Pope Francis, and the Grand Imam, the highest seat of learning in Sunni Islam, have signed a one-world religious agreement titled Document on Human Fraternity for World Peace and Living Together, end quote. The agreement supports the one-world fraternity of religion with the goal of to bring about world peace and governance for all humanity. It is an ecumenical document of the highest order, with many describing it as an historical breakthrough. Further, the article reads, this meeting and agreement is significant, a significant sign pointing toward the last days of prophecy coming into fulfillment, in that it takes the standpoint of creating a coming one-world religious order that is in alignment with the biblical prophecies in the book of the Revelation. Further, it says the one-world order is consistently moving toward becoming a reality more each day, and it will undoubtedly include a one-world government, which is supported by a one-world religious order, according to Revelation 13 and Revelation 17, for which this historic meeting and breakthrough document between Roman Catholic Church and the Muslim world fully supports, which is fully encapsulated in the transcendental world peace verbiage that makes it palatable to all religions and all denominations. The signs of the last day's prophecies are happening, showing us we're nearing the end of this age and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, one world religion. Pope Francis traveled to Thailand and presented Buddhist Supreme Patriarch with a declaration on human fraternity and peace covenant with Chrislam, that is, with Christianity and Islam, and now amalgamating Buddhism. This article further says, this writer stating, We showed you Pope Francis traveled to Dubai earlier this year and entertained and entered into a covenant with the head of the Sunni Islamic people. The peace covenant led to the formation of Chrislam Interfaith Council, which then led to the stunning announcement that a Christian headquarters would be opened in Dubai by 2022. Now Pope Francis has traveled to Thailand, where he met with the ruling Buddhist leader there, and just as in Dubai, presented him with a copy of the Declaration of Human Fraternity, the Vatican Manifesto on One World Religion. Ladies and gentlemen, does that sound like what the Bible says is going to take place? Absolutely, unequivocally. Who's doing the moving and shaking? Pope Francis, who is the one that has the ear of the dominance of the world's individuals that have a religious bent, and that is the Roman Catholic Church. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, World leader of the Salvation Army, General Brian Peddle, P-E-D-D-L-E, and Commissioner Roselle Peddle, visited the Vatican today for conversation with His Holiness Pope Francis to discuss ecumenical relations. And this writer says, as we've been showing you, Pope Francis has decided that 2019 is the year which he would make the biggest push to date, creating a one-world religious order, according to Revelation 13, 17, and 18. This writer says, just 1 month, Pope Francis visited the world leader of the Salvation Army to Rome to meet at the Vatican to discuss ecumenical relations. What does it mean? It means yet another Christian organization is now allied with the whore of Revelation 17. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you. It is awesome to think about and to watch coming into place. It's coming into focus. It's like looking in a kaleidoscope and you're turning the dial and you're watching things fall into place for clarity. In that kaleidoscope, we're watching the kaleidoscope and those pieces fall into place as the Pope travels the world and setting the stage for the one world religious order. The one world religious order. Ladies and gentlemen, he is doing that very thing. Here's an article that says the Pope is pushing Gaia worship, saying humans must become vegetarians in order to stop climate change. You hear what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? The Pope met with the Indian tribe leaders in America. And there's been an agreement with the Indian tribes to bring them into compliance with Roman Catholicism. And the Indians worship Mother Earth, pray to Mother Earth, worship Mother Earth. It's called Gaia, G-A-I-A, worship. So now here's the Pope. He's brought under the umbrella of Roman Catholicism, Islam, and the false god Allah. He's brought under the umbrella of Roman Catholicism, Gaia worship, which is the Indian tribal worshiping of Mother Earth. He's brought under the umbrella of Roman Catholicism, Buddhism, that is another one of the world's larger false religions. He's brought that under the umbrella and embracing it, ladies and gentlemen, bring it under the umbrella, and it's being embraced to bring about the one world church. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Pagan cry of Mother Earth enters St. Peter's Basilica for Amazon's Synod opening mass. Synod on Amazon. Listen to the cry of Mother Earth and peoples and become a prophetic church. They literally had in the Amazon Synod meeting, Synod simply meaning court, the Amazon meeting where they had great debate and great conversation and communication with religious leaders of multiple world orders and false religions. And in part of the services, I watched a video on it, part of the services, they had Indian mock-up tribes marching and dancing and singing and falling down and kissing and praying to the ground and praying and worshiping Mother Earth. That was part of the opening mass or the opening worship service in that meeting headed up by Pope Francis and the Roman Catholic Church and its cardinals. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says the Pope making firm to push for one world religion. Pope Francis has not only been in office for a brief period of time, this writer says, but has laid much groundwork for the prophesied one world religion. He has the Anglican Archbishop eating out of his hand, made nice with Orthodox Metropolitan, assured Muslims that Allah and Jehovah are one and the same, pledged to continue romance with the Jews, and persuaded some evangelical Protestants to agree that Luther's protest is over, end quote. The conference, the Anglican Archbishop, Justin Welby, gushed and made this statement. Listen, the Archbishop, Anglican Archbishop, said, "I pray that the nearness of our two inaugurations may serve the reconciliation of the world and bring about the one world church," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the coming global one world religion, the coming global one world church. After the rapture of the church, religion will still be on planet Earth, and it will be the amalgamation, the residuum, the residual pieces that's left over of every denomination, every religious order on the face of the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, in the United Arab Emirates, titled the article, "One World Religion." Far from urging, as your question says, one world religion, the document states instead that the pluralism and the diversity of religions, color, sex, race, and languages are all willed by God in his wisdom, end quote. Question is asked. Recently, Pope Francis signed a document with Muslim leaders that there will be one world religion. How can this be? Some of my non-Catholic friends are accusing the Pope of being out of line. What really happened? Answer, I have read the document to which you refer, and nowhere can I find a call for one world religion. Instead, it is a plea for peace and nonviolence to call for all Catholics, all Muslims, all believers, all to unite together and work together in order to serve and to guide for future generations, advance of the cultural mutual respect and awareness of the great divine grace that makes all human beings brothers and sisters, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not call for one world religion, nothing is. If that's not a call for one world church, nothing does. It calls, this article says, it calls for world leaders to work strenuously to spread the culture of tolerance and of living together in peace with all religions and to intertwine at the earliest opportunity and to stop the shedding of innocent blood and bring an end to wars, conflicts, and environmental decay, moral cultural decline to the world and that the world is presently experiencing. Far from urging, as your question says, one world religion, the document states instead that the pluralism and the diversity of religions is what they're pushing for. Ladies and gentlemen, that's one world church. That's one world religion. And that's exactly what the Pope is pushing for. That's what he's moving and shaking for around the globe. And that's where the world is headed based on the authority of the Word of God. Revelation chapter 13 is clear. Revelation chapter 14 is very clear. Revelation 17 is explicitly clear about the great whore, the harlot, the apostate church that is coming about. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it fascinating, exciting, and appalling at the same time. Because you read the Revelation text in Revelation chapter 17, it talks about the powerful rule of the one world church, the powerful rule of that one world church, the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. It shows the popularity. It talks about the perversion. The kings, the leadership of the earth, have committed fornication with her. That spiritual adultery, ladies and gentlemen, it's talking about the perversion of the one world church. That word there, committed fornication, it's talking about spiritual idolatry, spiritual intercourse with the world, bringing worldly practices into the church, bringing in those practices of Islam and Buddhism and Gaia worship, which is the Indian worship of Mother Earth, bringing in Hinduism and all of the other, I call them isms and schisms, that the Pope is globetrotting today to bring together under the one world leadership of the Roman Catholic Church. Ladies and gentlemen, we see in the fourth verse of Revelation 17, her prosperity. The scripture says, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet in color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Ladies and gentlemen, most of the denominations we find today would not fit that category. The Roman Catholic Church, with all of the affluence, with all of the prosperity, with all of the glitz and the glitter and the gold, as I call it, a religious system that has prostituted itself for wealth rather than for the Word of God. They've prostituted themselves for the world's pleasure and the world's approval. They have prosperity in the world, but poverty in the Word of God. We see the trappings of the religious ecclesiastical system of the pomp and position in Revelation 17, verse 4 in particular. We see the pollution then in that fourth verse, ladies and gentlemen, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. The Bible does not mince words, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible describes the utter filthiness of the adulterous relationship with the world and the church. In God's view, it is filthy, it is perverted, it is a prostitution of the church of Jesus Christ. I say, be warned, ladies and gentlemen, the religious system that lifts a person up like the Pope and the so-called Pope's power and authority that speaks for God. Be careful, ladies and gentlemen, what is said and what comes out of that. The scriptures here talks about the abominations. The word abomination literally means filthiness, a stench, impure, unclean, dirty in the sight of God. All these idolatrous practices are like praying to Mary and Pope worship and worshiping relics and worshiping angels. All of this, ladies and gentlemen, now bringing together with the worship of Allah, the moon god, bringing under the umbrella of Roman Catholicism all of the other gods and all of the other false worships and all of the other religions around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Pope Francis to the world's religious leaders, we build the future together or there will be no future. Let me read that again. Pope Francis to the world's religious leaders says, we build the future together or there will be no future. And he goes on to say, there's no alternative. We either build the future together as a one world religious organization or there won't be a future. Pope Francis said, frankly, in an important keynote address to the participants at the high level in a religious meeting in Dubai, religions in particular cannot announce the urgent task of building bridges between people and cultures. He told the 700 representatives of Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and all other world religions in an open-air gathering at the memorial of the founding father of the United Arab Emirates. Further, he says in this article, the time has come when religion should more actively exert themselves with courage and audacity and without pretense to help the human family depend and deepen the capacity for reconciliation, the vision of the Pope, and the concrete paths of peace, according to the Pope. Pope Francis, religions cannot renounce the urgent task of building bridges between people of all faiths and all cultures, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not a call for building the one world church, the global false church, the apostate great whore that's spoken of in Revelation 17, nothing in the world does. Ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind the Pope has already destroyed any supposed vestige of biblical Christianity in things that he's said, things that he's declared in the recent months and the past couple of years. The Pope has said the Bible is out of date and needs to be rewritten. The Pope has declared by fiat that hell does not exist. The Pope has declared that homosexuality is not sin, that God created you that way. The Pope has declared that the Lord's Prayer is not correct, and he's the one that's going to rewrite the Lord's Prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I could pause for a moment and laugh if it weren't so sad and so somberly serious. This is the Pope stating it. This is the Pope that's moving and shaking around the globe, that's building the one world church that is a foreshadowing of what will take place after the church is raptured out of this old world. After you and I, the real believers, the Christians in the world, we're suddenly see snatched out. This popery system that's being built today, the amalgamation of all religions, phony false religions, will be brought together, and the Bible, God calls it the great whore, the apostate church. It's the Pope that said that capitalism is sin. It's the Pope that says there ought not to be any walls, borders around any nation because that's unbiblical, he says. The Pope is the one that said that Jesus Christ is not God incarnate, that he is just a human being, quote, not divine at all, the Pope declares. The Pope is the one that said Jesus did not bodily resurrect from the tomb, that it was just a phantom, that it was just in the spirit form. It's the Pope that said Mary is divine and is the one to be worshipped. Yes, there will be an old one world order and a one world church, but the true church of Jesus Christ will have already been raptured out of this old world. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen. Pope Francis commands the world's energy elite to the Vatican to force world governments to institute a global climate change carbon tax. It's the Pope that's pushing for the Green New Deal, if you will. It's the Pope that's saying that there needs to be a global concurrence over the climate change, and there ought to be a global taxation around the globe for every nation to pay for the, quote, cleaning up of Mother Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, the Pope calls for the major theological reforms in Catholic schools in order to promote common mission with Islam and all Muslims. In case you didn't get that, let me just read you the title of this article again. Pope Francis calls for major theological reforms in the Catholic schools in order to promote common mission, with Islam and all Muslims. Subtitled says, Pope Francis has issued a call for reform within the way theology is taught in Catholic schools, saying students must learn and have dialogue with Judaism and Islam and to establish the relationship between Catholics and Muslims and call them brothers with a common mission to promote a common peace. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that's not calling for a one world church and a one world order, a global apostate church, nothing in the world is. It is Pope Francis that's the globetrotter, the mover and shaker, that's setting the stage, setting the table, putting the plates on the table, putting the utensils on the table, even putting the food on the plate to draw the curtain after the church is raptured out and bring about that one world church, that global religious order. It's the Pope that's instituted the Chinese communists to start the crackdown on Christians in China. It's the Pope, through his cardinal in China, that said that the Bible ought to be updated. The Bible needs to be rewritten. The Bible is out of date. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, the communist leaders in China are now destroying the Word of God, destroying the churches of Jesus Christ, destroying the Christians, bringing them into captivity. The Bible in China is being rewritten at the behest and suggestion and the input from the Pope and his cardinals, and now it is inclusive of all Chinese and communist dogma that's forcing the Christians in China to worship the communism and the communist leaders rather than Jesus Christ. It is through the cardinals that authorize this. It's the rewriting of the Chinese Bible to praise the communist leaders. Yes, the Pope will lead the global religious movement, the one world religious order that one day will be the church, the great whore of Revelation 17. And I say to every Christian listening, we need to be thankful. Lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. Here's an article that says, religious policy in China before and after the Sino-Vatican Agreement. Ladies and gentlemen, may I simply say this in closing. We need to recognize that the Bible is real, that the scripture is leaping off the pages as we see things happening on the global stage. We need to rest in the assurance that God's word is true and that Jesus Christ is still on the throne and that he's still in control. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal, Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.